You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and welcome to 2MTL 264 for the 12th of April. To the surprise of no one, the list of nominations for the 2012 Hugo Award for Best Dramatic Presentation, short form, was dominated by Doctor Who episodes. Since 2006, supporting or attending members of the World Science Fiction Convention have nominated 19 Doctor Who stories and won Torchwood for these awards of excellence. This year, our hometown favorites are The Doctor's Wife, The Girl Who Waited, and A Good Man Goes to War. Rounding out the nominees are a clever episode of NBC's Community, Remedial Chaos Theory, in which the role of a die creates alternate realities, and, I'm not making this up, an acceptance speech from the winners of the previous year's Hugo for Best Fanzine, The Drink Tank. Well, the favorite appears to be The Doctor's Wife, according to my completely accurate and scientific poll on Facebook. And were I a Worldcon member, I'd be tempted to cast my vote there as well, just because I enjoyed it so much. But two other nominees may belong above The Doctor's Wife because they're more groundbreaking. Community meticulously and hilariously established multiple universes in 22 minutes. It's brilliant. Ultimately, though, I think the most deserving story may be The Girl Who Waited. Even though I had some real problems with the resolution, and you can give 2MTL 235 a listen for more, it played with SF concepts with astonishing style and drama. It also works the best as a standalone story. But there's that word, deserves. It may not pay to be too precious or snooty over a Hugo nomination. After all, this year fans also nominated a Hugo stage presentation, and not for the first time. And last year, one of the contenders was a music video, Rachel Bloom's, Dance Me, Ray Bradbury. So maybe the Hugos are best regarded as an extension of Worldcon's celebration of science fiction and fantasy fandom, and less as the ultimate arbiter of excellence, and in that sense, maybe my vote would still go to The Doctor's Wife for the simple reason that so many people just like me loved it, and that's reason enough. Congratulations to all of the Hugo nominees, including those in the Doctor Who orbit, and shout-outs to Charlie Jane Anders and Paul Cornell for Best Novelette, Jane Espenson for her share of the long-form drama nomination for Game of Thrones, Lynn Thomas likewise for Best Semi-Prozine for Apex Magazine, and Lynn and Paul and company again for Best Fancast with the SF Squeecast. If you want to vote in the Hugos, you've got to become a member of ChiCon 7. ChiCon? ChiCon? I have no idea how to pronounce that. More episodes of 2MTL are at twominutetimelord.com. Follow me on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks for listening. I'm out of here. A message to Kyle Anderson. The main content of this episode fit the 2-minute mark. So there.